talking to your other teammates, everyone seems like they know exactly what to expect from a physicality standpoint in Game 3.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we know they're going to come out extremely ready. They're going to have some changes, just like we have some changes. But, you know, we have to match their intensity. We have to match. We have to be better. You know, we have to exceed their intensity and physicality.
Did you learn anything at all from the last game? Did you pass along?
Yeah, I thought down the stretch we did a poor job of attacking, staying in attack mode. I felt like we kind of tried to maintain the lead instead of extend it. And you can't do that, especially against a team like that. You know, they're going to make plays, and they played well down the stretch. And, you know, we have to stay in that mindset of attacking.
You talked before the series started that the difference between that could be in the series is execution. Are you happy mm-hmm. with the execution for the first 2 months?
For the most part. We've had lapses here and there, but that's going to happen. But we've executed when we needed to. And we've taken advantage of mismatches. We've done a good job on defense, and we've done a good job of executing our game plan to the point where we're taking things away that we want to take away.
Some of their key starters are in the 40s in the minutes played. How much should your depth come into play as far as wearing them down?
I mean, it's huge. I mean, you notice the first two games in the third quarter, or the fourth quarter, really the start of the fourth quarter, our bench just kind of extended that lead and really put a lot of pressure on them. So that's what we need.
What did you see from twice there, including once late in the season? Can you take anything?
Regular season. You know, we have to step it up a notch, and you know, their crowd isn't quite the same during the regular season as in the playoffs. So it's going to be loud. It's going to be a great environment. It's going to be fun to play in. So we have to take that what we did in the regular season and take it up a notch.
Can that environment sort of be an extra kick or an extra energy boost?
Yeah, absolutely. I think we as a team love playing in an arena like that when the energy is great and. When everybody's yelling and it feels like it's just us in there. I think we feed off of each other and really kind of embrace that situation.
You've had Zebo in foul trouble the first two games. What are the plans to keep him that way in this next two?
I mean, you never really you can never really know for sure that's going to happen. The thing we want to do is attack him and put him in situations where he's either going to have to foul or get out of the way. So That's really our plan with everybody. Really, we don't want to become complacent. We don't want to let them off the hook. We want to keep the pressure on them, keep the gas pedal pushed for the entire game.
And one of the great things you have going in your favor is you can play whatever style they want to play, whether it's up tempo or slow it down.
Yeah, I think we did a good job in the first game of playing a little bit more their style, really getting on the glass and really trying to slow them down a little bit. But then, the second game when they came out and they wanted to run, that's what we want to do. So. We welcome that.
You've beaten them 6 out of the last 9. Is that an edge as far as knowing what you've done in recent?
I mean, it might help as far as confidence, but, in the playoffs, it's not really about those kind of numbers. It's about who comes to play, and like I said, it's about doing the little things, about executing and making plays on the stretch.
Blake, Chauncey missed so much this year. What has it meant to get him back and have the old point guard playing with the new point guard?
It's been great, man. Even if Chauncey doesn't score a point for us, he's a huge contributor. And his mental approach and the way he leads us, on the court, and his experience. I mean, this guy's played in I don't know how many playoff games and big playoff games, not just first round, but finals games, finals MVP. So we look to him, on the court.
One more
throughout
question.
The entire game.
Hey, Blake, is there a way to prevent the trouble fouls? I mean, you could talk to the officials beforehand, but there's Zach, clearly is doing something. You just have your hands up, and it's happened a couple times so far.
I don't know. I wish I knew if there was a way to avoid it. But I would start doing it. But, as long as he's not getting the rebound, and we're headed in the right direction. So I just got to keep a body on him, make sure he's accounted for at all times, and kind of gang up on him like we did last time, because he's tough to handle.